my piece.
No, just go. Thank you.
Okay, well done. Now, you can play the piece as well. What we need to move to, this question about the penultimate piece. Mm-hmm. Are you not doing the repeat on the last page?
I wasn't thinking of doing it because I timed it and it seemed...
That's fine. Yeah. The repeat's still marked in. So you just take it out.
Yeah.
Okay, otherwise examiners are expecting to hear the last... So that page needs editing, even if you're just putting a bit of Tippex and taking it out.
Yeah.
And you cross out the third, but you must take that out because I was expecting the repeat. Okay, I think generally you're playing the piece as well. Have you seen anything live yet?
I haven't seen it live, but I've been watching recordings, okay. Looking up lots
because,
of
things. What, because this is Spanish? No, South American.
Portuguese.
Right,
Portuguese.
So...
No, Argentinian, sorry.
Okay, what is that Argentinian style of playing?
It's more about, rather than the Argentinian, it's his style of playing.
Okay, so what's his style of playing?
While he's static on stage, he's got this sort of electricity when he plays. I don't know how you describe it.
Is he stand or sit?
He's sitting down.
Okay.
And he focuses intently on his music. He does this, but I don't know how you describe it. He plays the guitar, but rather than you're sitting watching someone play the guitar, you're involved with him.
Right. So how can you get that in your performance?
Well, I think once I'm more confident with my pieces, once I've know them back to front and inside out, rather than be sitting like this, I can have that there, and I can sit more towards you, and I think to get more of a performance feel to it as well, rather than me sticking to everything completely, like for this one, in all the live recordings I've seen of him, he's not going. He's hanging on each beat, he's
right.
Really milking.
And that's Leo Brower.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what you've got to do.
Yeah.
And when you get, we're going to look at the Viva Prep form next week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to put that about his style in your Viva Prep form.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to go. I mean, what you did there, it's scrappy in some respects, but you've got it.
Yeah.
But now it needs that style and flair.
Oh, yeah.
It needs the wow factor. At the moment, there's very little wow factor.
Yeah.
How are you looking at these in your guitar lessons now?
So what we're doing is we're going over bits where I might be struggling with a bit of a phrase. So.
Okay. Because what I want you to do now
we're not learning pieces.
Right, I want you to work on style.
All right.
What is going to get you the highest marks is style.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to, you can learn, you know what's scrappy and what's not, don't you?
Yes.
So yes, Mr. Izzita can help you if you can't remember how to play a bit, but I want you to work on nothing but style, because
mm-hmm.
unless you've got that flair and that wow factor, that won't get the highest marks.
No.
Because what you're doing, you're playing him fine, and for a grade exam, that would have got a good merit. Okay, but you're going for a top end distinction.
Yes.
And unless you get that Leo Brower wow factor,
yes.
You're not going to get those highest marks.
No.
And it's about that musical performance now. So if I can hear it the week after half term,
mm-hmm.
and want to hear that performance, I want you to know it inside out, back to front, and let's mm-hmm. hear that performance now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So really, I want to be involved in your recording, in your performance. I want you to draw me in, because you're playing just electric.
Mm. Yeah.
In an acoustic way. Okay? Also, listen back to your recording.
Mm.
Okay.